Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We always start out the program with a visitor from Kirtland Community College, and today is no exception. We have Cecily Cuffell is joining us from the Admissions Department and the Community Education Department as well at Kirtland Community College. Good morning, Cecily. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So it seems like the Kirtland Foundation is available for so many things, not just scholarships. They gave you some new equipment.
That is correct. One of the biggest ongoing trainings that we host for students and community at large is a basic life support class. And this teaches CPR for students who need to are working in healthcare and also public safety. And there are mannequins that we use for the courses. And the mannequins that we had been using were very outdated. And the foundation was very generous in helping us to purchase 16 new units that will really help with instruction and give real-time feedback so the students can really sharpen their skills while they're training.
I got to imagine that the folks in the law enforcement department and the police training are using these as well, aren't they?
That is correct. Yep. Any of our students who are entering the police academy, they would need the training as well.
Yeah, so these are going to come in quite handily to get your students up to steam on how to save people when they have a respiratory or cardiac episode.
Absolutely. We actually got the new units in July, and we've already trained over 30 people in August, and we have another training even scheduled for tomorrow with 8 additional students who will be entering their clinical sites this fall.
That is so cool. I can't wait to see these mannequins. I will be there next week for the ribbon cutting. I'm going to have to make sure I stick my head in whatever department they're at and take a look at these things.
They're very cool at first when you look at them. You know, they don't look really fancy, but they do have internal units that connect to an iPad or a cell phone. So that, you know, you can actually tell when you're doing CPR if you're getting enough breath into, you know, the mannequin or when you're doing chest compressions.
Right.
It's really important that you get enough pressure down, and it will also measure that electronically so the instructor knows right away if you are doing it correctly.
Yeah, and there's no real way to create that any other way than having these mannequins, so... it's got to be just a fantastic assistance for the different life support programs that you have.
Absolutely. We were very thankful that the foundation was able to award this grant to us. Community education is a department that doesn't have excess funding. We try to keep our events low cost. So we never factored in extra money for, you know, replacing equipment. I didn't realize that was something we were going to need to do. So it was great to have that opportunity. And we also do a Heart Saver and BLS training for community members as well. The road commissions and different school groups or healthcare units, they can call and we can set up a training here at Kirtland and sometimes at MTech up in Gaylord.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know how community-focused Kirtland Community College is, so I would assume that you have these available to groups like you just outlined that should have, like maybe the DNR and some other groups like you just mentioned, the Road Commission. Also, you probably offer the CPR classes as extracurricular standalone classes during the spring and summer terms.
Yes, we have offered them through community education. Usually for groups, we have the individual groups reach out to us so we can schedule something that fits their schedule. And COVID has put a little bit of a limitation on what we, can just offer and say there's a class on Wednesday at 6. But we're always willing to set up, of course, if there's a group who has several people who need to be trained.
So how do they contact you, Cecily, if somebody is with a community group that would like to get this CPR and Heart Saver training, would they call you?
That is correct. It's the main line for Kirtland, the 989-275-5000 number, and extension 284 will come directly to me.
There you go. So if you have a group or an organization that would like to take this life support training and use the brand new mannequins that were donated by the Kirtland Foundation to Kirtland Community College, then contact Cecily. Again, that number is 989-275-5000, extension 284. Cecily Kuffel, did we cover everything?
I think so.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out this morning, and thanks for continuing to help the community become safer and more acclimated to being able to step in times of an emergency.
Well, thank you for having us on this morning. This is great.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Jamie Snyder from the Crawford County Community Closet. Good morning, Jamie. How are you? I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the Crawford Community Closet.
Okay, so back in 2010, my sister-in-law, Christy, and I decided that we were going to start an event. It was when our kids first started going to school, and we realized how expensive school clothes were. So we decided to start collecting clothes, donations from the community, and we collect all August. We then distribute them the Saturday of Labor Day weekend every year. We set up
tomorrow.
Yes, okay. Tomorrow. We set up garage sale style, and you can come and you can get as many free clothes as you want.
It's
open to anybody. You do not have to be a resident of Crawford County.
So this is gently used clothing that has been outgrown by others.
Yes, and we do all sizes from infant all the way up to adult.
That's very cool. We used to call them hand-me-downs.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I remember when I first went to high school, I was wearing two of my cousins, because I was the oldest in my family. I was doing two of my different cousins' sweaters and corduroys and things like that, and it was fine.
Yeah,
saved a lot of money. You're right. Saves a lot of money. And it's a neat thing to do to pay it forward / pay it back.
We have a lot of fun with it, and we have regulars that come back every year. This is technically our 12th year, but it's actually our 11th drive,
right?
Because
we didn't do anything
last year. So
where is this at?
It's going to be at North Country Corner in the parking lot right there on Main Street.
Oh, so you're going to have a lot of exposure.
Oh, yes. We're right there. You can't miss us.
Are you still taking clothing donations, or are you pretty much stopped
pretty
now?
Stopped that. We do have a couple people that will bring things on the day, which is fine. But
yeah, that's not going to get distributed until next year.
No,
right.
This is a one-and-done thing every year.
Right. So you probably spend a lot of time with the clothing that you do get. You're sprucing it up, washing it, making it look brand new.
Yes, we try.
So that is tomorrow morning. When do you start?
We open at 10 and we go until 2. Sometimes we stay a little later, just depending on how busy we are.
Well, we will have Roadrunner talk about it a little bit tomorrow during his show as well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. How else did you publicize it? Do you have Facebook?
We have a Facebook. If you search facebook.com/annual community clothing drive, you will find us and like us on Facebook. and that's the only social media we're on, but we have flyers that we put up all over. The Chamber of Commerce always backs
us. Put us on a blast, right?
Yes, I saw that. So we have a lot of support from local organizations.
No, I think it's a wonderful idea. So if you need some clothing for your children going
or
back to school.
Yourself.
Oh, so you got moms and dads.
Yes, adult clothes. Adults show up all the time, and that is just fine.
Okay. All right, Jamie Snyder with the Crawford County Community Closet. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we'll get the word out a little bit longer today and tomorrow.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but I am live in the studio with Patty Schmidt from the GPA, talking about junk in the trunk. Once again, yes.
Yes.
We love junk in the trunk.
We love junk in the trunk.
And that's this weekend.
That is this weekend. It is Saturday.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow.
I think tomorrow is Saturday.
It is.
We wipe the sleepers out of our eyes.
Yes.
Are we sold out?
We have only two. This was as of yesterday. We have only two spaces left.
Okay.
Now, there may not.
They might already be gone.
Yeah. So.
But so this is really, we want to talk about telling the folks about Junk in the Trunk tomorrow. What a fantastic mobile flea market we have going on.
I tell you, we were in North Carolina vacationing several years ago, and I saw all these cars in the parking lot in front of a Kmart or something.
Right.
Drove in there and said, "What is this?" And they told me about it, and I said, "Great idea."
Oh, we didn't create it ourselves here in Grayling? The GPA did that?
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Most great ideas are stolen.
Yeah.
Or adopted or adapted, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
What time will we starting Junk in the Trunk tomorrow?
9 o'clock is when it starts.
Okay.
But if anybody wants a space, I'm not sure that there's any space left, but they can call, and we'll see what...
What number would that be, Pat?
348-2639.
That's, 348-2639. That's, of course, 989. To see if you can get one of the two last spots for Junk in the Trunk over in the Grayling Mall.
Truly.
So we start. So the vending starts at 9 o'clock, and what do we go to 4?
I think that's about the time.
Yeah, it's either 3 or 4.
I think it kind of dwindles.
Right. A lot of people sell out. So you know, when their junk is gone or their treasures are gone, they just skedaddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take their trunk and go home.
I've always loved the name Junk in the Trunk, but it is, there's a lot of wonderful stuff that is brought year in and year out.
But Jerry, you have to, when you see the name Junk in the Trunk, you have to know that this is a classy operation. So it is spelled J-U-N-Q-U-E.
That's why I said junk.
There you go.
The junk in the trunk. Yeah, it's a great event. Looks like the weather's going to be wonderful. So, and we will, there'll be a lot of people there. There always is.
There is.
Yeah. So if you're looking for maybe something that's missing out of your home, the earlier you get to Junk in the Trunk at the Grayling Mini Mall, the better.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
anything true. Else, Pat?
No.
Anything else on the horizon for GPA?
Yes. Well, GPA always has something going on.
Yes, this is true.
And on Saturday, September 11th, there is Pictionary.
Oh, cool.
And we need more teams for Pictionary.
Okay.
So if you can contact any GPA number, they can tell you about that.
Right, including yours, which again is 989-348-2639.
That's right.
So Pictionary is a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And it's wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
It is wild.
It's a great event.
Crazy.
Yes, it gets a little wild. Of course, it's over at the Eagles, and the bar is open.
That's true.
And people steal trophies. And so if you don't have anything going on next Saturday, there's a lot going on next Saturday. It's a busy week.
Yes.
Yeah, a busy Saturday.
And then the Arts and Crafts Show is on Saturday, October 2nd.
Okay.
At the Grayling Elementary School from 10 till 4.
Right. We'll have you guys, you ladies, back in to talk about that.
Okay.
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 Pat Snyder from the Grayling Promotions Association. No,
what
GP,
did you say?
I said Pat's, no.
Schmidt.
Schmidt. Well, I'm sorry. That was Janice Snyder, who was our last guest.
Oh, okay. Well,
Pat Schmidt from
okay.
the GPA. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck with Junk in the Trunk.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast.
You want jalapenos, portobellos, a little more bacon? You get that. Get to the party patio before summer is gone. Get more at Alpine Tavern and Eatery.com.
That's an Alpine commercial on right now. That's funny.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. On the phone with me is my good friend Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. And Ian, we have put together quite a day for 9/11 next Saturday. Tell our listeners a little bit about Freedom Fest.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm really impressed with what everybody has been putting together. I can't even say I or the Iron Pig, because we're kind of taking three events and combining them together for the day. A wonderful memorial, processional and parade downtown for first responders, vets, active duty military. We also have a car show from 11 to 3 that day at Wernig's. If actually we're calling it a working class car show, it's going to be pretty neat. I guess we're going to have firefight, some fire engines out there, paramedics, a lot of the first responder stuff, heavy equipment for the kids to look at. That's going to be an amazing event in and of itself. All free. The memorial and processional and everything, if anybody wants to join in the morning, we've got 200 flags we need to get down to the Ellison Place. So join in for that. I believe that's going to be after the car show, about 3 o'clock. The real entertainment kicks off around 5 down at the Ellison Place. We've got so much going on down there. It's almost even too much to list off on the radio. But the big thing is going to be Larry McRae coming in. I know you are very familiar with Larry. He's so talented. That's going to be a great thing to have going on. And then, of course, we're going to have some vendors and some nonprofit associations there for everybody to kind of learn about what they do, donate some money. That's the other thing is a lot of the proceeds from this, from ticket sales, from our T-shirt sales, and from the vendor fees that we're collecting are all being donated right back to really important charities.
Yeah, we are put together this for a fundraiser for first responders. I can't remember what the name of the first responder charity is, but we have the Michigan National Guard Veteran Support Grant. Excuse me, I had a brain fart there for a second. The Veteran Support Grant from the Michigan National Guard, which is an amazing charity. It goes strictly to Michigan vets for whatever needs they may have. If they can't pay their gas or electric bill, if their house has sustained some damage, then the Veteran Support Grant will get people to fix their houses or shore them up with housing if they've lost their place to live. And it all stays here in Michigan, and every dollar that we're going to donate that's ever donated to this charity goes back to veterans. So that's one of the things we really liked about that charity.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive what they do, and I'm excited to let more people know about exactly what they do, some of these other organizations that will be there as well that do similar sort of things.
Right.
Like you said, the main thing is that these folks help Michigan vets. That's what impressed me from the table, or from the beginning when you brought this to the table.
Yeah, we've got a number of those different veterans and first responders groups, so you can get more information while you're partying, while you're rocking out to Larry McRae. Papa Kizga is joining Larry McRae, who, if you're not exactly familiar with him, he's a great blues artist from Michigan, great harmonica player. He's also the father of the four kids from a band you may have heard of called Greta Van Fleet. So, and when we decided to bring in Papa Kizga, we and I have some memorabilia. We can grab some memorabilia. We're going to have a great rock and roll auction. We'll have signed rock and roll albums and stuff from Greta Van Fleet, from Larry McRae. We got a Gibson guitar that was donated by Gibson that's going to be signed by McRae and Joe Bonamassa. Ted Nugent has brought in a number of signed memorabilia. And it looks like I've got my Bob Seger guitar. So we've got some great stuff that all those proceeds, every dollar that we raise from that auction, Murph, is going to the Michigan Veterans Support Group.
I'm really excited. There's so much that's going to be going on that day. You know, we're inviting the bikers to come over. We're going to have a little bike show at the north end of Ellison Place. Golfapalooza is going to be there. I think JT... one of his crew from Gaylord Golf Club is going to be there, giving away a chance to win nine holes, free nine holes over there.
Yeah,
it's incredible. I can't even. You know, Iron Pig, we're obviously going to be there. We're throwing in food for the ticket price. If anybody doesn't know, the advance tickets are $25 for general admission. First responders, active military veterans, are $15. Anybody in service uniform is going to be offered a free ticket for that day.
Right.
And again, that covers the events at the Ellison. The other stuff is all free. The car show at Wernig's is free. The memorial and stuff downtown, obviously that stuff is free. We'd love to have as many people join in on that as possible. You know, I think what you mentioned, we're going to have a flyover potentially. Taps is going to be played. I mean, it's going to be such a great day.
Yeah, there's going to be a color guard. I should get the word on the military flyover that would be happening at 5:30. There's also a kid's bounce house along with Golfapalooza. And when you mentioned JT, that the Golfapalooza was donated by our good friends at Gaylord Golf Club. We've got a lot of people. They're donating time and effort. Murph and the folks at Iron Pig are bringing in the dinner that is included in your price. And then the coolest thing that I think we came up with, Ian, is the pay it forward. So you can come in to the Ellison Place during this event, and you can buy a vet a drink. Pay it forward, and the vets can, you know, anybody that's wearing their veterans wristband has the opportunity to get a drink. So you don't have to go searching for them or put your arm around somebody. You can just pay it forward, throw an extra $10 in, buy a couple of drinks for veterans and first responders, and turn this 9/11, this 20th anniversary of 9/11, into an amazing celebration of American freedom.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, we feel like we're being so divided right now. And, you know, the tragedy that did happen on 9/11 brought us together back then, 20 years ago. You know, it might be a little bit naive, but maybe this is a catalyst to, not this event, but, you know, 9/11 is something we can reflect back on 20 years later, especially with everything else that's going on these days. You know, we can look at that as a light to bring us back together again.
Yeah, you know, and all that's going on in Afghanistan now, I know has rankled a lot of veterans, so we can gather together and, you know, show our love for this country. And God bless you in the Iron Pig Smokehouse for putting it all together.
Well, thank you, JC, and Q100 for coming to the table with us, with Diane from Ellison Place. Mallory and the folks from, you know, Jim Wernig. You know, I can't take the credit for this. We're just putting a big party at the end of a couple of events that, you know, these awesome people had already put together. So, you know, we're just going to have a triumvirate of awesome stuff to be happening all day on 9/11.
Yeah, we do want to stress more than anything else that this is a party. We, like we said, we want to celebrate freedom. We had one last winter that was just great. We have even better entertainment, more going on, free food. The drink, we'll have some great drink specials and those freedom cans from Budweiser. Almost too much to list everything that we've got going on. So go to ironpigsmoke.com and get your tickets now, folks. $25 for your entry into the event. The Great Larry McCrae includes dinner, and if you're military or first responder, those tickets are just $15. We will be having them available at the door, right, Murph, but we're charging a little bit more.
We are charging a little bit more at the door. It's an extra $5, so it's $30 at the door, $25 in advance. And we actually do have a separate website. You can get them on our website, ironpigsmoke.com, but we now have a separate website set up with all of this information. It's freedomfest911.com. You can purchase tickets. You can purchase T-shirts in advance there for the event. All the stuff that's going on and the timeline and everything is all right there, freedomfest911.com.
And bring your checkbooks. You just could go home with something from Ted Nugent, Bob Seger, the Greta Van Fleet, or Joe Bonamassa and Larry McCrae. Oh, yeah, I forgot my Kenny Wayne Shepherd signed hat, too. So
I'm bidding on all that stuff. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't know how we're going to do it. We'll probably have a silent auction and then maybe bring the sheets up and do it at the end of the night and see if we sell it off. We still have to. We've got so much stuff going on. Don't even know what to do.
Well, you know, I apologize. You normally like to be in the studio doing this stuff with you today. We're just busy trying to get all this stuff put together, and we've got such a great group of volunteers. You know, you got to give a shout out to those guys and gals too. We can't do this on our own.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Ian Murphy from Iron Pig Smoke. Hey, what are the hours of Iron Pig Smoke and Greystone Coffee Company making a quick change just to hit, since I got you on the air?
Yeah, so Iron Pig, we do breakfast 7-11 every day till noon on Sundays, and then we're open till 10 or 11. 11 o'clock every night except Sunday, we close at 10. So we're still open 7 days a week, still crushing it. The coffee shop, Greystone, we've added some pool tables and dartboards in the back, so we're pushing the hours on that. I think we're going to go till 8 o'clock next week, so we're open roughly 8 to 8 is going to be the hours there. And then we will have a liquor license in place at that location to extend our hours even further come fall. Hopefully about October is what we're looking at.
Yeah, a great cozy space in the back of Greystone Coffee Company to shoot, to throw darts, to play pool, TVs. It's great what's going on that Main Street block of Gaylord with Iron Pig and Greystone Coffee Company, Murph.
It's been a challenging year for sure, and we're lucky to be able to keep our hours the way that we have. We've been able to staff appropriately. That is the biggest concern in our industry.
Amen.
Far and away.
Amen.
So we're very fortunate. We've got a great team in place, and we love all of them like family.
Ian Murphy from Iron Pig Smokehouse. Go to ironpigsmoke.com for tickets for Freedom Rally 2021. Murph, we'll talk about it again next week, and thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you, as always, JC. Appreciate you.
All right.
If you love barbecue smokehouse but can't decide what to have, then get to Trout Town Tavern and Eatery for the Smokehouse Combo. The combo is loaded with one-third rack of ribs, beef brisket, pulled pork, and wings. All have been smoked for hours for total perfection. Then they're served with cheddar smashed red skins. Add a craft brew, and you'll know this is how barbecue is meant to be. Get more at TroutTownTavern.com. Trout Town in Calcasa for Earth North flavor. Powerball is now...
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Malin Watros from the Not Your Grandma's Products, and you got your big event at Skyline.
Yes, next weekend, September 11th, from 10 to 5, we will have the Made in Michigan Market. We have musicians, we have professional jugglers coming. Roasted Greenhouse will be there with a full produce section. We're really excited.
What time does that start, Malin?
10 a.m., and it goes until 5.
Okay. So Skyline Event Center, where is that at?
It's Cummins,
just beautiful downtown Cummins. Yeah.
It's right across from the woodworker shop.
Right. What's the main drag there?
That is 33.
33, that's right. Yeah. So beginning at 10 o'clock, talk about the vendors that will be there and what people will be able to find.
We're super excited. This year we've actually doubled, and we have 64 vendors coming this
year.
Wow.
Yeah, good for you.
We'll have some baked goods. We will have some smoked meats, fresh jerkies. We have tie-dye. We have T-shirts. We have wool mittens. Pretty much you name it, we have it this year.
And then, of course, not your grandma's products as well.
Yes.
Talk about that line that you sell.
I make homemade all-natural household products, from laundry soaps to bug sprays. We make facial stuff. I mean, we make pretty much everything.
But not for your grandma.
The irony in that is, you know, it's recipes that we got from our grandma, and so we love it.
Right. And you have them available not just next Saturday. This is a full-time business for you.
It is. So we're online. We're on Facebook. We do, you know, if you're local, we do free deliveries or pickups.
And that is, the Facebook is Not Your Grandma's
Product. Not Your Grandma's Household Product.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's really easy to find. Maylin, what else is going on in your life, or did we cover everything?
We'll have another show come November, which will be at the MAC in Mayo.
It's a Christmas
show. Santa Claus himself will be there. We're very excited.
Well, we're real excited about what's happening at the Skyline Event Center next Saturday starting at 10 a.m.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Maylin. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast, and they're delivering Freedom Rally 2021. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio live with Tracy Wilson from NCACU. And we are actually just kicking off Superhero September. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing good. We are just kicking it off, and our branches are all decorated.
We've been promoting it for a number of weeks already. So I'm like, oh, yeah, now we can.
Now we can really roll.
So even if you don't do your banking at NCACU, you get to stop in and see what they've done to the branches. It's always so cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun getting all in theme for this. And our tellers have been busy collecting donations. So
talk about the purpose behind Superhero September.
Superhero September is a fundraising event that North Central Area Credit Union does to raise funds for the Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center and the CAN Council of the Bay Area.
Yeah, a great charity. You know, unfortunately, we've been around a long time, but the need is still there.
The need is there, and the need is really much higher right now because of COVID, and kids have not been in their normal routines. They've not been in school. You know, all that stuff is just restarting. And,
right.
And sadly, the cases of child abuse are just starting to hit the daylight, and the centers are very busy.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of stress on a lot of people, and it gets to the breaking point for some young adults that, you know, really are overwhelmed with what's going on with their kids being home all the time. And the Children's Assessment Center is the first step to getting the kids out of an environment and getting them back to normal.
Yep, getting them the care that they need. It's a one-stop service area so that kids that are in bad situations don't have to retell their story first to a teacher, then to a police officer, then to protective services, then to the hospital. And with the Child Assessment Center, they go there for all their forensic interviewing, medical care, counseling, social work, the whole package. So it makes it a much safer and more comfortable environment for the kids.
Yeah, we just had Sierra Hallett on from the brand new charity Room Redux, which does bedrooms for the children that have suffered abuse, and another great charity that's helping, you know, children to get back to normal, to have a life that they deserve.
Right.
Yeah.
To, help them find the superhero inside themselves and overcome their adversity.
Well, it's great that NCACU is stepping up and doing so much of this. How many years? This is like four.
This is our fifth.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is our fifth. Yep, and this is our third year that we've done some sort of fun run type event. We have two this year. We have the Children's Fun Run, which happens next Friday during the home football game for Houghton Lake and Beale City.
Right.
$10 donation. The kids get a mask and a cape, and they get to walk the track
around the football field. Yep.
With the guys from the League of Enchantment. So the superheroes will be here for that. So it's super fun for the kids to see those superheroes in person and get to hang out with them.
So you can do one of two things to help support this cause. You can stop by any NCACU branch and make a donation, or you can do the virtual 5K.
You can also do the virtual 5K, and that's just an event.
You need a treadmill. No, I'm kidding.
Really, to be honest, it's not even so much about the run. It's just about donating online, and then you get a medal and a T-shirt, and if you do the run, good for you. We're
yeah.
really proud of you. But.
Well, what we want you to do is go around to your neighbors and tell them about the 5K that you're going to do and yeah. have them donate
sure.
for you accomplishing that 5K and all the dollars going to NCACU and the Children's Assessment Center.
Yep, all the funds go back to the Children's Assessment Center.
That's right.
So there's actually three events. We've got the in-branch donations, the fun run coming up on Friday. That's $10. 100% of those proceeds go back to the centers. And then the virtual 5K runs all month long.
Very briefly, because when I'd had you in a few weeks ago, we talked about, are you still doing the auto loan refis?
And, we are. We have a special 1% for 36 months right now. So,
it's a fantastic.
Hard to beat it.
Yeah, take a look, especially if you had, you know, if you're in a lease that you had to buy out and everything else. Usually those rates are pretty high. NCACU 1%. You can really save a serious amount of money each month.
Money.
Yeah,
yep.
no.
Yep.
And the pre-qualified car loans as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Get in and get pre-qualified, so when those cars start hitting the lots, you're ready to roll.
Does that work for boats and RVs?
It does. Absolutely.
Well, let's hit the road in our RV, Tracy.
That's right. Let's go. I'm ready.
Tracy Wilson from NCACU, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast and is presenting Freedom Rally 2021 at Ellison Place next Saturday. We are back here on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sierra Hallett is on the phone with me. She's the executive director of a new nonprofit and charity group known as Room Redux, Northern Michigan. Good morning, Sierra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. Like we were talking on before we started this discussion about the unfortunate need for what Room Redux does, and that is transforming the rooms of children who have been through some pretty rough times.
Absolutely. Yes, we perform room transformations anonymously for children that have faced physical and sexual abuse.
Yeah, it's devastating to have to discuss this and to have to put this charity together. But obviously the need is there, and it can be such a healing component.
Absolutely. We found that many children who have been abused, the abuse actually happens right in the child's bedroom. And so what it does is it causes the children not to want to be in their rooms.
Right.
Do not want to sleep in their rooms. And so it may even cause them to start acting out and avoiding the rooms entirely, not inviting friends over. So we are trying to give them a comfortable, healing environment that can help transform their lives.
Yeah, I mean, most of us thought of our bedroom, especially if we were lucky enough to have our own bedroom. It was a long time before I did, because I had three other brothers that I had to share rooms with. But once I got my own room, it was my sanctuary. And
Absolutely.
Yeah, for kids to lose that thought of having their own space, boy, that's got to be just another huge, you know, kick in the gut for them.
It is, yes. And, you know, we found that even going in and doing these transformations, there's kids that will actually, they say that they slept the best that they have since the abuse has happened. So it's the testimonies that we get coming back from these transformations is huge.
Yeah, I can only imagine that for them to be able to, for you to be able to flip the page for them and turn that, you know, that space that some horrible things that may have happened to into a, you know, a bright, happy place of love is got to be amazing for them.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm excited to be able to bring this to Michigan. We just got our nonprofit status in June through the state, so that we're brand new.
I guess there's two questions I have for you. Number one, how do you get your funding and where can people contribute either monetarily or help you transform the rooms either, you know, physically or with, you know, materials or beds or dressers or whatever?
Those are great questions. So all of our, everything that we do actually comes from sponsors and donors. And you can go right on the website, northernmichigan.roomredux.org. And you can donate right there on the website. And you can also sign up to volunteer. So everything that we do is all volunteer filled. So all of our transformations, everything is all being done by volunteers who are stepping in and donating their time. All of the funding, like I said, comes from sponsors and donors. So we actually just got a confirmation from Bear Paint today that they are going to donate our paint for our room transformation.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it is awesome. It's so cool. Each room costs roughly around $2,000 to transform. And we do a total transformation. Everything from if they need new flooring to paint to patching holes in the walls. Each child gets a brand new bed with new bedding and pillows, and we do decorations, and everything is completely customized per each child.
Yeah, that is so sweet, and you probably do it in very short order, so the child can come home one day and be surprised and being in an environment that is way more nurturing and protective.
Absolutely. We actually do it all in one day.
Cool.
So we actually never meet the children. We never see the children. They don't know anything about us. We meet with the caregivers and go out and assess the rooms. We take measurements. We set up our design plan. We do our shopping and we gather our volunteers and we go in one day and completely transform the whole room, and we are gone by the time that those children come home.
That is, that's a really great idea, Sierra, and kudos to you for stepping up, stepping in, putting it all together, finding the volunteers and the partners who donate, I'm sure, money and the furniture and everything else to change the room over. So do you have a website?
We do. The main website is www.roomredux.org. That actually shows all of the chapters. We have 20 chapters so far all over the world and all over the country. And then our website for Northern Michigan is www.northernmichigan.roomredux.org.
That's wonderful. Anything on Facebook?
We are on Facebook and we are on Instagram.
And those are simply Room Redux Northern
Room
Michigan.
Room Redux Northern Michigan. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Sierra Hallett from Room Redux Northern Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us on Northern Focus. And congratulations on doing something that's going to impact a lot of children's lives positively.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Sarah Heminger from the American Red Cross. And Sarah, good morning. I don't understand. I'll edit that part. We've all seen the devastation that's happened once again in New Orleans with Hurricane Ida. And, of course, the Red Cross is already on site. I know a lot of Americans and a lot of Northern Michiganders would like to know how they can help.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jerry. So, yes, we have a lot of volunteers that are deploying to help our colleagues and our fellow human beings that down south. The best way to help is two ways I would advise. Sign up to become a Red Cross volunteer. We need bodies, and we need bodies bad, bodies who, you know, have time to give and could possibly go and support those that are in need. So we're always looking for volunteers to help deploy and send down south. But we're also looking for people who maybe don't have time to give, but they have some financial resources they could contribute to help support the operation. So those are the two big areas easiest for people to help support the relief effort. And a number of ways they can do that, probably the easiest is by visiting www.redcross.com. That's the best way to get started, and from there it'll guide you however you're able to help.
Since we are talking about this, Sarah, let's say that I have some free time, and I want to go down and help the relief effort in person in New Orleans, let's say for a week or 10 days. So what would that process be? I would go ahead and go to redcross.org. Now, would they fly me down there? Do I have to pay for my own travel to New Orleans? What about accommodations when I'm there? Walk us through that a little bit.
Sure. So Red Cross covers everything. We make all the travel arrangements for you. We provide you with the means to be able to make sure meals are and necessity items, condiment items, and so forth that you would need for traveling and for the time that you're gone are covered. And we typically do that through the generosity of our donors who give to help support in that way through like a prepaid debit card that we give our travelers to be able to meet their needs as they're going. So you go to redcross.org, you'll put in your zip code, it'll ask you some very basic questions, and that will connect you with the closest chapter, Red Cross chapter in your area, and put you in touch with a disaster program lead or a workforce engagement, we call our workforce engagement lead, who will then connect with you and begin that process of exploring what your interests are, your availability, your skills, so that we can make sure we match you for the most success possible. We then provide all the training that you need to be successful in that deployment. So whether you're working in a shelter or you're going to deliver emergency supplies door to door or you're going to do casework for someone or maybe you serve food, whatever those things might be, we provide all the training that you need to be successful. And most of it is online training, so it can be done at your own pace, your convenience. And then as soon as you finish that training, we find an opportunity to deploy you, and we begin making those arrangements. We have a travel agent we work with, and we connect you with a team on the ground, and we help you with all those travel details.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a pretty involved process. I'm glad I asked because you spelled it out quite nicely. So the one other thing I would be thinking, if I had the free time and I could help on the ground, it says you provide training, so I mean I don't have to be a grade A carpenter or somebody who's worked EMS, anything like that. It seems like if I have a reasonable head on my shoulders, then you can point us in the right direction and put us where we need to be. But are there some physical limitation, like, how healthy do you need? You probably need to be in pretty good shape.
It really depends on what you're going to be doing. We also have virtual deployments available. So we have, we would train you to do whatever work whatever work is appropriate for your skills, your interests, your background, and we would find a means to make it happen and make you successful. So maybe that's a virtual deployment. Maybe somebody can't actually physically fly, you know, down south for two weeks or 10 days and give up their time, but they might be able to work from their own home. If they have a computer, they have a basic knowledge and understanding of computer applications, we could train them to use our software, our programs, and they might be able to do remote casework for someone, or they might be able to do what we call information and planning, where they're assessing the situation, they're providing information to the job on the ground, to people on the ground about weather and conditions and things like that, or they're monitoring social media and they're helping our public affairs team communicate information and so forth. So we also do, for those who are deploying physically, we also have a number of screenings that we put you through
and
just to gauge what your level of capability is, so we can match you accordingly.
What about being vaccinated? Is that a requirement?
Nope, it's not a requirement. It is highly recommended, but it's not a requirement to volunteer or even to deploy. It just might affect where we might place you or what kind of position we might put you in. Because again, we want you to be safe, we want our clients to be safe, and all those you're working
right.
with. So it might just affect where we place you, but
no,
it's not a requirement.
I understand. And of course, if they don't have the time to donate, they can just go to theredcross.org and be as generous as possible, because obviously we need as much money as we do labor and relief on the ground.
Absolutely. And I would add there's two methods to giving if you're going to consider a financial gift. You can give specifically to the Hurricane Ida Relief Operation, and if you do that, you just watch for electronic. If you're giving that way, you want to watch for where it says Hurricane Ida or Ida Relief and give specifically to that. Or if you just want to help disaster relief in general and make sure that all the training and supplies and things like that that we arm people with continues on, then you would just give to Red Cross Disaster in general.
Right.
If you're writing a check, then you would just designate in the memo line whether it's general or IDA or specific, and we will honor that.
Sarah Heminger from the American Red Cross, thank you so much for joining us on Northern Focus, and thank you for all your efforts on behalf of the Americans down in New Orleans and the surrounding areas for all the stress that they're under.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you giving some attention and helping us get the word out.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. We'll be back after these words from our We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.